Dear Amanda, my first thought about what to write in this letter was, don't become a writer. It is a miserable job. You won't earn much money, your work will often be rejected, and when it is accepted, you will have to rewrite it over and over again until you don't know what's good about it anymore. Once it is published or produced, it will be criticised. Even when it is well received, it won't always be recommissioned. Sometimes it will take a long time to get paid. It will be a lonely job, and you will wonder whether you have the right personality for it. You will get depressed, and you will agonise over whether it is because you have chosen this difficult job. You will decide to give it up. You will train to do another job, and just when you think you're never going to write again, you get a writing break and then have to juggle both jobs. So then I was going to advise you on what to do instead. You could be an actor, but you'll try it and find that you're not tough enough to be a performer. You think you'd like to be a librarian, but you're too loud for libraries. You'll try being a teacher, but you'll be hopeless at controlling behaviour. So you'll be a writer for over 30 years. You'll write books, both fiction and non-fiction, television and radio scripts, both for adults and children. And you'll find that sometimes it is the best job in the world. There will be times when you have an idea and you feel so excited because you are totally convinced that it is strong enough for you to see it through the long process to the page or screen. There will be times when you are writing and you know you've said exactly what you wanted to say and said it well, and the reader or viewer will be moved, impressed, enlightened, amused, whatever reaction it is that you want them to have. There will be meetings with editors and publishers where you feel appreciated and understood, where you learn from their admirable skills and are able to go back and improve your work. There will be times when you are editing and moving words around, adding and cutting is fascinating and fulfilling. And there will be glorious moments when your first book is bought by a publisher, when you receive the first author copy in the post, and when, during an author visit to a primary school, an 8-year-old comes up to you during school dinner and says, I think your books are fab. Or a mother says, my child struggles with reading, but yours is the first book she finished. Or a 12-year-old boy tells you he liked your book because it's just how boys feel. So keep going, because it's worth it. And if you possibly can, enjoy it.